Wealth Trigger 2.0, The Secret Blueprint, Module 11.
Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about analog marking to embed wealth commands. Now, interestingly enough, analog marking is going to help you have some power over others. Isn't that interesting? Now, ultimately, you really don't have total control over other people. You have total control over yourself. You can program yourself. You can act certain ways, and that's going to be your best bet in terms of getting what you want. Analog marking comes to us from the world of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's also used in my Ultimate Conversational Hypnosis program. So analog marking is in the realm of what we would call waking hypnosis, where you're giving someone else a command. Now, I want you to realize that when we get into this sort of territory, what we're getting into is you having the ability to influence others. And we've already talked in this program about your best bet being getting yourself in order. That's the best way to influence other people. But I wanted you to have some information about how you can affect how other people perceive you by using embedded commands. And it really gets fascinating and interesting and kind of fun when you think about it, because you're able to use gestures and facial expressions and touch and tone of voice to cause other people to have certain perceptions about you. And this is going to be useful for you in your financial health and fitness, because you're going to be able to negotiate better deals, ace job interviews, close sales, and delegate tasks to others. So how does this work? Embedded commands. Well, first of all, my understanding is you're only going to use your powers for good. I want you to make sure that when I teach you how to use analog marking to embed commands, that you're only using them for good. Analog marking isn't the only way to embed commands. So I'm also going to give you a little bonus information. I'm going to teach you other ways to embed commands. But analog marking refers to anything that has shades of meaning. So if something has a clear meaning, yes or no, on or off, that's referred to as digital. So analog has shades of meaning. Now, analog marking means that you're adding certain emphasis to these words that have shades of meaning. And this is usually done with some sort of subtle gesture or a facial expression or a touch. You're touching yourself somewhere on your body, usually around your face, that emphasizes certain words. And it does so non-verbally, and it does it as you're talking to someone, so you don't have to put someone into hypnosis to use this. The words are marked out, and they give a second message. So I'm going to explain what I mean in a few moments. But theoretically, the listener's conscious mind won't notice what's going on. So you're slipping something under the radar. Now again, I want to emphasize that you want to only use your powers for good. You're probably starting to realize now that this is something that you could use in a not-so-great way to get people to do your bidding, as it were. Well, I want you to make sure that you're only using it for good. You're using it to help your financial life improve, but you're not taking advantage of other people. That's the difference. So how does all this work? Well, it's non-hypnotic, so you don't have to put someone into a trance. You don't have to have them lie down and suggest to them they're relaxing and do an induction and deepening and so forth. You're actually going to give them commands while they're fully alert. So you have to engage someone in conversation. You have to start a conversation with them. And I want to share with you the classic analog marking example, which is this. When learning to cook from scratch, it's best if you're willing to ask someone who knows. Now, what did I do? I said three words a little bit more loudly than the rest of the words. And those words were scratch, your, and knows. Again, when learning to cook from scratch, it's best if you're willing to ask someone who knows. So what do those three words together say? They say scratch your nose. But think about this. The words were not in the proper form of the words to say that. Scratch was, but your, I said it's best if you're willing, meaning you are. It's a conjunction. You're, you are willing. I'm using that in place of your, Y-O-U-R. Grammatically, it's incorrect. Also, nose. It's best if you're willing to ask someone who knows. That's K-N-O-W-S. I'm saying this command says scratch your nose, but it really says scratch you are nose. So how can this possibly command someone to scratch their nose if it's not grammatically correct and it's not using the right word for nose? The way it does this is through something called phonological ambiguity, meaning that you are giving a command using words that have the subtle shade of meaning, as I've said. Now, really, Y-O-U apostrophe R doesn't have a subtle shade of meaning. When you hear it, it does, because you don't know if it's you are or Y-O-U-R or Y-O-U-R. You don't know if knows is K-N-O-W-S or N-O-S-E. If I just said knows, would you know? No, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know which knows I mean, because they sound the same. They are phonologically ambiguous, meaning, according to the sound, what your ear hears, they are interchangeable. One could be the other. They are ambiguous. They are indistinguishable. So again, the phrase is, when learning to cook from scratch, it's best if you're willing to ask someone who knows. I'm marking out those words. I'm saying them a little bit more loudly to put that phrase together so that the person will scratch their nose. Not very helpful in a job interview. Not very helpful at a board meeting. Not very helpful when you're attempting to close a deal. But it is very helpful when you're attempting to prove to yourself that this works. Try it out. This has a success rate, when you do it right, of about 80%. 80% of the people, when you do this right, will scratch their nose. Once you've proven to yourself that it works, then you start to realize, wait a minute, I have some power here. But let's look at different ways to do it if I want people to scratch their nose. And don't worry, we'll get into wealth examples soon, but I want you to understand the basics of this. This is also a great example that I use with my advanced hypnotherapy students because it makes it easy to see it working. If I were to tell you to embed a command to tell someone to become a millionaire, that may take longer. But scratching your nose, that's either going to happen or not happen. It's measurable and it's observable in the moment. Demonstrates the power of what you're doing and shows you that you're not just using words, you're using words that actually work. So another way to do it, instead of saying the words a little bit more loudly, would be to make a gesture or a facial expression or touch your face or your upper chest somewhere where the person you're talking to can see it happen while you're saying those words. So in other words, I can say, when learning to cook from scratch, and when I say scratch, I'm actually touching my left cheek. It's best if I'm touching my left cheek again, willing to ask someone who knows. And when I say knows, I'm touching my left cheek again. So I'm only touching my left cheek during those words when I'm saying scratch or your or knows. I'm not touching my left cheek any other time. Now, it doesn't matter where I'm touching. I could touch my left ear. I could touch the top of my head. I could adjust my tie if I'm wearing one. Ladies can touch a necklace. It doesn't matter what you do. As long as the person sees that you do it and you're only doing it when you're saying those words, that's what marks them out. There's something different going on when you say those words, and that forms them together in a phrase in the person's subconscious mind and acts as a command for them. So let's talk about some examples that you can use. And I've got different examples for you in the written material so that you'll get a lot of information. If you've ever gone to a lecture, you wish you hadn't gone because the teacher says the same things that are in the notes? Well, we've got a transcription for you, so you won't miss anything. I think that's great. But we've also got material that's not in here, that's not in the audio part. So you get both. You can listen to it. You can read about it. So we've got the transcript. But you also get something beyond that. You get different examples. So when you read through the ebook that corresponds to my part of the Advanced Wealth Trigger, then you're going to get something different. You're going to get some other examples. So I'm encouraging you to read through it. I'm encouraging you to do your homework. Read everything there is in this program. And even when you read the transcript, you'll find that when you read something, sometimes it strikes you differently than when you hear it. Sometimes things slip right past us when we hear them. Sometimes they slip right past us when we read them. So having multiple ways of getting it in your mind can be very helpful. So let me give you some examples here, and I'll give you some other examples in the written material. Well, we need to come up with a scenario first. Let's say, for example, that you are going into a board meeting and you want someone to sign a contract. So you create a paragraph that you're going to deliver. You're going to memorize this ahead of time. And in that paragraph are the three words, sign this contract. So for example, your paragraph can be like this. I want everyone to know before we get started that as I was driving here today, I passed a sign and I realized that this time when I was passing it, I was going to a very important meeting about a contract, and I almost missed my turn. So you're telling a story that people are probably just going to let pass by. It's not a story that you're grandstanding. It's not a story that has any special meaning necessarily. You're just talking. You're just saying things. As far as anyone knows, you're just saying things. But you've got the commands in there. You've got the words, sign this contract. And again, with phonological ambiguity, even though you're passing by a sign, a physical sign, The command is sign, the verb sign. Doesn't matter, it sounds the same. When your subconscious mind hears the word sign this contract, it's not thinking of a street sign, it's thinking of the verb form of it, of signing it. Here's another example. Let's say you're at a job interview. It's for the biggest job of your life. You're going to use embedded commands to enhance the situation, to help things go your way. The command that you want to give the interviewer is, hire me today. That's the command, hire me today. So now you've got to have a paragraph that you're going to deliver that has those words in it. And remember, when you say those words, you're either touching somewhere on your face or body that's noticeable to the person, or you're saying those words a little bit more loudly, or you're doing a facial expression that's unique only to those words when they're being said, or some sort of gesture with your hands without even touching your body. Something is going on that's only going on when those words are being said. The words, hire me today. So, for example, you can start sharing this paragraph with the interviewer. Mrs. Green, it's always been my goal to move higher in any situation where I find myself. When I think of me here, now, in my current life, I realize that today is a day full of opportunity, and that's what I'm all about. Okay, so what have I done? I've got the words, hire me today. I've said them a little bit more loudly than the rest of the words, but I've said them in a paragraph that sounds like normal conversation for an interviewee to have with an interviewer. Of course, the interviewee is going to have conversation that sounds like they want the job. But I have embedded a command in here, hire me today. I've got those three words in there. Now, I can either say them a little bit more loudly like I did in the example, or I can do a gesture or move my hand or touch somewhere visibly in my body when I'm saying those words. So I don't have to just change my tone of voice. So that's how analog marking works. But I told you I'd give you another example here, a bonus, and show you how to embed commands without using analog marking. And this, again, comes from the world of NLP, the world of neurolinguistic programming. And let's put you back in that interview situation where you're talking to the employer. If you want someone to believe at a subconscious level that you have certain attributes, creativity, honesty, motivation, confidence, what have you, you need to touch your body within a 1 foot radius of your solar plexus. You know where your solar plexus is? Solar plexus is the center of your chest. Actually, just a little lower than that, where your rib cage meets, where the ribs come up and meet. That's your solar plexus. That's where it is. So a 1 foot radius from there, if you touch anywhere in that area while you're talking to someone, you're going to program them subconsciously to believe that you have an association with whatever you're talking about. Here's what I mean. If I say the word confident and I'm touching that area while I'm saying the word confident, that's going to cause an association in that person's mind between you and confident. You will be seen as being confident by them. Why? Because that area is considered by the subconscious mind to be where the soul would be, or the center of the body. It's where the heart is. Subconsciously, that's the way we process that part of the body. That's where the life force emanates from. Now, this is not a philosophical debate or discussion. Studies show that people believe that that is the center of a person, by and large. Most people believe that is the center of the person. That is where their essence is, their solar plexus. So, anytime I'm gesturing to that area or touching it, I mean me. I mean the core of me. I mean the core of who I am at my very basic self, my soul, my essence. I'm referring to the real me at that point. So if I say the word confident and I'm touching that area or pointing to it, the person I'm talking to is going to associate confidence with the core of me, with who I am. So I would say something along these lines. I really enjoy working with confident people. And when I say the word confident, I'm touching that area. Now, I don't have to touch it in an obvious way. I can adjust my tie. I can play with a necklace. I can adjust my collar. Whatever I happen to have in that area, or I can scratch my chest, rather than pointing there and making it very obvious, I can find something to do there, but only when I'm saying that word. Let's say I want someone to think of me as being motivated. I can say something to this effect. I enjoy working with very motivated people. I'm not even talking about myself. That's the beauty of embedded commands like this. And while I'm saying the word motivated, I'm touching that area. And while I'm not saying it, I'm not touching that area. I'm only touching that area when I'm saying the word motivated. And if you get good at it, you can do it very quickly. You can move your hand there and out of there very quickly. Or you can just slow it down if you want to move your hand more slowly. So you can appear to talk about someone else, and you actually are talking about them, not drawing any attention to yourself, but subconsciously you're drawing all the attention to yourself because you are creating a connection between the word confident or motivated or any word you're saying then and yourself. Now again, you're starting to realize the power of these techniques and where you can go with this. I want you to stick to the good side. I want you to use your powers for good. You getting a job that pays you so that you can support yourself and your family and take your friends out for nice vacations or whatever you want to do with your money, in my opinion, that's good. You manipulating someone so that you can get them to do something so that you can gain and you only will gain from it, that's not so good. I don't like the words good and bad. I like the words productive and unproductive, or helpful and unhelpful, or valuable and not valuable. But you understand what I mean. You want to use your powers in a productive way. So now you have different ways of using analog marking and embedded commands, and I want you to have fun with it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to have fun doing this. I want you to prove to yourself that it works by using embedded commands to get people to scratch their nose. Then take it to the next level and use it for something that's going to help you gain financially, not at someone else's loss, perhaps the other applicants. But let's face it, you are the best qualified for the job, aren't you? If you're using something like this program, then obviously you are an advanced thinker and someone's got to get the job. So when you're using it in a competitive way, that's fine. When you're using it to hurt someone, that's not fine. So use your powers for good and enjoy and keep moving forward financially and join me in the next module as I talk about overcoming fear of success and fear of failure. Some people get all this information and they're all powered up and ready to go, but deep down inside they've got a fear of success or a fear of failure and it stops them. I want you to go to the finish line. Joe and I want you to go to the finish line. We want you to make it. So join me in the next module as we break through those limiting beliefs of fear of success and fear of failure.